covering the weather beat here in Windy Palm Beach. Actually, we're here to interview the former president and now the Republican frontrunner, Donald Trump. While the rest of us have spent the last 2.5 years arguing about systemic racism and trans rights and other ephemera, other imaginary things, America's position globally has eroded so fast it defies belief. But Donald Trump has noticed things have really changed since he left office, and that's the topic of this next part of the conversation. Here it is. You said at the time when you were president that going to war with Russia, either hot war or cold war, would drive Russia into an alliance with China.
I did.
And that would displace us as the most powerful nation.
I did. But we have a bigger problem. The bigger problem is the weaponry. The weaponry today is so powerful. This isn't like Second World War where we have army tanks running around shooting each other. This is weapons the likes of which the world has never seen before. They have them and we have them. And China has them less, but within 5 years, China will have equal to us. China, I'm talking about nuclear. China has the beginnings of a very big, very powerful nuclear. They're short 5 years. They had started much later. Russia and us are comparable. Massive power, massive. And that's one of the things.
More than people understand,
do you think? More than people understand, yeah. Yeah, more.
Were you surprised?
They don't understand the power. If you look at Hiroshima, as some people call it, if you look at Nagasaki, you look at those two events took place many, many years ago, and multiply that power times 500. That's what you're talking about. Where it actually melted the granite. You know, granite is unmeltable by blowtorches.
Yes.
But the granite, if you look at granite areas, it's like water that got, you know, hardened, like an ice skating rink. It melted the granite. If you look at that and multiply it times 500, that's what you're talking about. When I listen to people talk about global warming, that the ocean will rise in the next 300 years by 1/8 of an inch, and they talk about this is our problem. Our big problem is nuclear warming, and nobody even talks about it. The environmentalists talk about all this nonsense in many cases. Look, I'm an environmentalist also, I guess, in my own way, because I've done a good job with the environment, but nobody talks about nuclear, the problem. The problem we have, the biggest problem we have in the whole world, it's not global warming, it's nuclear warming. And all it takes is one madman, and you're going to have a problem the likes of which the world has never seen. And it's only a matter of seconds. You don't have to wait 200 to 300 years for it to happen.
So what you're saying is demonstrably true. Why is this not something our leaders talk about or the press talks about?
Because I don't think they're smart. I don't think they get it. Putin got it. I would talk to him about it all the time. I never mentioned the word nuclear. You never heard me mention the word. You know, my uncle was a professor, a great professor at MIT for a long time. I think he has the longest, Dr. John Trump. And he would talk about a lot of different things, and it was very interesting to me for years. I talked to him, passed away. He's a great, great gentleman. I think it's the longest tenured professor in the history of MIT, but if he wasn't, he was very close, because he was there for almost 40 years. And we talk about things, and he said, you know, someday they'll have a suitcase, and in that suitcase, it'll be nuclear, and you'll blow up New York City out of a suitcase. And I said, no, Uncle John, that can't possibly. He's right. The power is so incredible. You can fire up a submarine and run it for years on essentially a tablet. Run it for years. So when we talk about war, and when I watch all of the people talking about Ukraine and how's Ukraine doing, blah, 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 Russia's sitting back. First of all, Ukraine's being obliterated.
Yes.
Okay, let's not even talk nuclear. But let's say it wasn't. Let's say they were doing better than anticipated. If he decided to use his second form of destruction, which is nuclear, that's the end of that. You understand? And I know where you are in Ukraine, so I mean, you understand it better than most. Most people don't. Most people don't even talk about it. They don't talk about the fact that he has equal to the United States in nuclear capability and destruction. And so I watch all of this happening, and it's so sad.
But can I just ask, so the Biden people know the power of nuclear weapons. They now control our arsenal. They don't seem worried about this.
That's because they don't understand life. They don't understand whatever it is that you have to understand. You know, it's very interesting. At the very beginning, Biden was very afraid of nuclear because I watched him and he was, oh, they have nuclear weapons. Oh, they, which was exactly the wrong signal to send. You don't do that. But if you go back and check your files, you'll see Biden early on saying, oh, well, we can't do this. They have nuclear weapons. Well, you don't want to, you know, you don't want to act that way.
Yeah.
But he was very afraid of nuclear. I said, you know, you got to be a little bit cooler than that. But what happened is now that nobody talks about it, but every day Putin mentions it, and every day other people mention it, and now all of a sudden, if you look, other countries are talking about getting it. This was something you don't mention. I call it the N-word. You have two N-words. You don't mention either one of them. The nuclear word you don't mention because the power is so destructive. I met with professors at MIT, and I was preparing for a debate. I wouldn't say it was a long preparation, but I did want to talk about nuclear because I consider it to be the single greatest threat the world has, far greater than global warming, like not even a contest. And I had these people come down that were very smart, very expert, and I said, so when we start talking about nuclear in a debate, how would you handle it? And they looked at me, one in particular, and said, sir, you can't talk about it. You cannot talk about it. I said, what does that mean? He said, it is so massive, it is so destructive that you cannot talk about it. I understood exactly what he meant. And we stayed away from it for the most part. But now Putin's mentioning it all the time. We don't mention, but Putin's always mentioning it. You've heard him say it. We are a nuclear power. He said not so long ago, I said, that's the first time I've heard a major country. You know, you do hear it talked about, and I did a good job. I did a great job with North Korea, Kim Jong-un. You went with me on a trip. You insulted him, which didn't make my life too easy, but that's okay. But you were there, one of the few. And it was an amazing, it had to be one of the most incredible experiences for you.
For sure.
But it was amazing. We had thousands of reporters. They weren't treated particularly nicely either, by the way, but I got along great with them. And because of that, started rough, remember, with, you know, Rocket Man, Little Rocket Man? And he said, I have a button on my desk, a red button. I said, I have a red button on my desk, too. Mine's bigger and mine works, yours doesn't. And this went on for a couple of months, and then all of a sudden, the logjam was broken, and he wanted to meet, and we did meet. And we get along great. To this day, we get along great. He won't talk to Biden. He won't even talk to these people. He won't even talk to them. He has no respect for him. He's a man. He'd like, if he respects you, he respects you. He wouldn't talk to Obama. Obama tried to get meetings with him. He wouldn't meet with him. He met with me. I met with him twice. I would have had a deal worked out with him. He's got tremendous nuclear capability. It's the single biggest problem. Maybe this show's more important than even I thought it might be, because somebody's got to understand what has to happen, and they have to de-escalate.
So how would you do that now?
Well, now, so you have a problem. You got this crazy world is blowing up, and the United States has absolutely no say, and Macron, who's a friend of mine, is over with China, kissing his ass. Okay, in China. I said, France is now going to China. You take a look at Saudi Arabia. Look at what happened. They're great people. They wanted to help us. He goes over, gets a fist pump. You know what a fist pump means? Don't shake my hand because your hand's dirty. That's what a fist pump is. They got it. They were so insulted. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Oh, I don't want to shake your hand. Let's go fist pump.
Subscribe to the Fox News YouTube channel to catch our nightly opens, stories that are changing the world and changing your life. From Tucker Carlson Tonight.